graduation opportunity that each will choose to be.
You need me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shall I ask that a question?
Charles is welcome.
Yes.
Did you?
Yes.
I thought.
No, don't go to sleep, Charles.
I had a call on my phone. I just wondered, so here I am.
Wasn't me.
Well, we're discussing some things that I think you'd probably find interesting. These are the questions always asked. Don't be intimidated nor embarrassed for asking them. These are the questions always asked. And what man cannot fathom is that you're there. You are there into the times of the revelation. And it's hard to absorb. It's hard to comprehend. And it's worse to have to realize that, oh my God, I'm part of it.
Well, that was to be my last question, but let me ask you the second question then, and that is something more physical. When I was, when I was 18, I saw something very dark, sort of about the size of a football or so, around an aircraft as I was an apprentice. So what was it?
Oh, was this a regular aircraft?
The aircraft that I helped to build was regular, but I don't know what it was that was alongside it.
You were building the...
I would have no way to really know. But as
you got to explain to him exactly what happened, I think.
Well, the reason I didn't explain it was because you're supposed to know.
Why would I know?
Well,
I have billions and billions of energy forms with which to work. And my task is not to attend all of that.
Okay. Then I actually want to ask the question because it's such a small question. I just figured you might know. So my last question is this, and this is very personal, but I'm here for a reason, so what is it?
Well, that's always the $64,000 question, isn't it?
Because I don't know.
You will know as you get the information. You cannot expect to go from kindergarten and graduate from postgraduate school in calculus and mathematics and astrophysics without any kind of knowledge.
Well, I understand that.
So enlightenment is not an instant light bulb turning on. Understanding and knowing is, but it requires to come into knowledge, requires at least learning the material.
Responsibility. Taking your responsibility to find out more.
And you see, what has happened and where ones are so misled is you don't understand God, not really what it is, what He is, what this energy is.
What is it?
I have given you 8 books. I can't tell you, but it is diagrammed. I mean, I cannot take the time this afternoon to go through the Holocaust and God. You know, I get this when I would be interviewed on the radio. I want the entire workings of the universe. And now, please hurry with your answer. You have 15 seconds. This is what the politicians are talking about, sound bites. I can only confuse you more and drive you away by wild statements.
Copper?
No questions from Germany.
So, is it possible for you to beam us up to your spaceship?
You wouldn't make it today. Not where I am and not where you are. Absolutely, it's possible for me to beam you up to your ship, to my ship. I beam these ones up every night. But you're not ready, and this is what the problem is with Earth Man. He thinks, beam me aboard, Scotty. But that isn't as simple in the physical form as you might guess, because first of all, you have to be changed into a frequency that disperses molecules. And then you have to be reassembled. And where I am located this day, I am as distant as your star. That's a long way for a body to go. You see, when there have been contacts on your earth, those contacts are made. And if you have a learned student who can get into this kind of balance, there is no problem. But if you have to go 250 miles through that beam, you're going to be in terrible condition by the time you get on the other side, if we have to hold you in the beam. And if you realize you're in the beam and you panic, you're going to fall out of the beam unless we hold you. It is a very high frequency. Visualization comes at 1694.43 in frequency, harmonics, tone. That's very high frequency. You can only pick that frequency up. That's where I come through on the tonal band that she's picking up. Because that is the vibration frequency at which a object becomes visible in its solid form, or it would appear solid to you. That's when you would be able to see a spacecraft. It would visualize when it has reached down to that frequency. And you have to get somewhere up near that frequency to easily go through that light beam. You have to at least mesh with the speed of light. Now that isn't going to happen, is it? All contacts have been made, usually right at ground level. Stabilized, yes, through a beam, because ones don't remember. And when confronted, they are terrified. But this is something else you will know by how the story is told. If it's from your place, or it is from your brotherhood in outer space, because nobody from the fleet touches anybody unless there is a pre-arranged contract to do so. And if anybody is an idiot enough to run, "Take me, Scotty," then you deserve the ride you get. And it can be interesting, because you have ones from all over your universe who have the capability of getting here to observe, to experience, and to help, because you're dealing with a bunch of bodies. So let's talk about that evacuation. If the planet appears to be out of control, if a chain reaction has begun, and it has been begun and is feeding on itself, a chain reaction of prana beams, or scalar energy, as you would call it, and this happens all the time, if this is beyond nuclear, this is beyond nuclear. Within a given period of time, the planet itself will pulverize from the frequency. Just pulverize. Now, if you are mixing into that nuclear substance, detonations, radioactive nuclear material, you so damage soul energy, it so disperses it that it cannot again easily collect to its DNA particle. And this kind of death to the body is so detrimental to the soul that under those circumstances, orders are to evacuate the planet, period. All who will go. And therefore, you have the visualization or the forming into the physical form, an entire enveloping mass of craft prepared to do exactly that. We have and have done this, evacuated entire planets. We can do it in 10 or 15 minutes. And of course, the ones who recognize us are going to hop aboard first, because you're going to walk right into that beam. There will be many who will simply decline to come, and we are not allowed to force that. However, at some level, we are allowed to bring them into security, even if we have to put them back. All children will be immediately brought aboard, and that will be sorted later.
To what age?
Depending on their own level of knowledge. But I would get, because I'm not in charge of that particular kind of evacuation, other than with you ones who are of my crew, that falls into another responsibility, and I become subordinate.
You are in charge of?
I'm in charge of the entire operation. But at evacuation, there are ones who are better trained for handling that. And that computer data system that has all of you nailed, wired, if you will, is not my problem.
Have you ever been serving here on Earth as a human being?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't. I was like you. In the beginning of the experience, you are terrified at the thought of what you don't know out there, and yet at all of the times that I served as a being, and I will be back, you can count on it, I will be back just as soon as there are enough that I can function here in security. You see, I already get on very well with many of the military people. See, what you don't understand is your own military and scientist and elite cartels have developed an entire army for me. And you have developed an entire set of underground facilities for our own use. We're not welcome in them, and you can't go over there and get in them. But they have created an entire army of what they call little grays. These are functional robotoids taken from the DNA particle of gray aliens who have come to your place. And you have the ability in many, many of your nations now to duplicate beings. And you take, well, you can duplicate plants or whatever, and the principle's the same. You take the blueprint, the DNA, and give it what it needs for growth and the proper genetic structure, and you can create replicas. But what happened was, in recreating the alien species called little grays, from that DNA, the little beings developed. Now, these are downloaded according to the programming desired that they have. But they don't have life form as such. They don't have soul energy. They are basically robotoid, responding to their masters. But what happened was that they kept creating, and they didn't allow these ones to mature. And as these ones began to mature, it is found there's no way to control them except through that programming. Mind control, if you will, computer downloading. So you've got a whole bunch that they plan to spring on you, the people, to bring you into total panic, and you will all come together, and we will have a war against this intruder. And I think you're going to get a dose of something like that on the 17th when they show you intruders.
17th of what?
Of this month on television. They're going to...
May? 17th of,
yes,
May?
Yes.
On what channel? What?
Well, I don't know.
It's on national television.
Oh, but only in America, not in Europe.
Well,
we won't be there.
Oh, but you can pick up this film. I mean, it's going to be... This is, you see, already the UFO stories are coming, because that will be the way to unite the world. These aliens. And I want to tell you, your elite not only have craft, they have something called the Aurora now, that is run by photon energy, which makes it look like the lights are behind it. But it is a light thrust system, and it looks like two cones hooked together, and it's already flying around out here. But you park a few of those over New York City, and then you pulse New York City, you're going to detonate the bombs that the Soviets have already planted under New York, and you are in trouble.
I won't be in New
York. If they take out New York, you better pray that they take it out just down to the surface, which will also destroy the infrastructure. But there are cobalt bombs, 100 of them at least, planted, deliberately planted and known to exist under New York. So if those are detonated, you're going to have dirty, dirty radioactive fallout.
Who's going to trigger it? Who's going to detonate it?
You're late. Precious ones, you don't have a battle with space. You have a battle on your planet. Evil is not coming from space. Evil is here, bounded to your place. So you cannot even get off of here, out there, far enough to survive.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you a question? There's something I'm not understanding.
Well, if there's only one something, then we've really made progress.
In the case of the shadow government, or the grey people, call them what you will, or the elite, and so on and so forth, what is their sole objective? I mean, if their objective is to rule via the banking system or whatever, they've got it already. I mean, so what else is there? Is the next thing just the annihilation of the working class and sort of the minions of this planet? I mean, these people are already in charge, so what else do they...
They are physically oriented and power hungry, etc. And they want to adjust the population, of course, because these are considered just mouths to be fed. The logic of it is totally illogical and irrelevant. The point of it is the experience, precious ones. You are here on this planet in this manifested form. And the ultimate battle is between good and evil, if you will. I'd hate to put it so simplistically. But it is between God and anti-God. And the anti-God wants complete and total rule of all physical manifestation. And the game of it is, because it is a game, he doesn't need it. It's a game. And it's a power play. And you're the pawns. It's that simple. And they will not stop until they have either destroyed the planet. God wins. God always wins, because this force, this evilness, is created by physical man. Evil is a production of human, physical. Human, physical. Because animals cannot be evil, they can only be trained. Only human reasoning, free will choice man can produce evil. And the point is to control all things physical and all the souls that you can garner. This is a game against God. I can get your creations, because God and light create. They don't need physical.
Then, if these people are at this point in time that powerful, why do they progress with this charade in order to convince us, who supposedly do not know, that this guy must have a war against that guy? Why not just do it and be done with it?
Because it's the game. It's the prince of deceit. Nobody likes to be found out. And until they can, each one in their own personal way, know they are secure and safe, they don't dare do that. Because, for instance, if Mr. Bush just came out and said, well, I am the criminal. And basically he does this. He dares, I mean, they test the waters all the time to see what the masses will take, only to find that they will take a Gulf War and call it holy. When the United States of America and Great Britain built up But you see, Great Britain was losing its oil interests. And so America went to war for Great Britain. I hope you understand that.
USA was losing it also.
Well, but not to that extent, because USA was making money off of arming Iraq and working with Saddam.
That's not the generally held belief, though.
Well, I don't care what's generally held. I'm telling you how it is, and I'll tell you farther. Saddam Hussein and George Bush had a $250 billion joint bank account in the BCCI.
You mean privately?
Privately. So I can only suggest you read the journal.
Some of the information, like the $10 billion Hussein and Bush had, that's coming out in public documents and the bankruptcy in Chicago of the Continental Bank. You're asking for information, say, why doesn't the world know about it? What we're telling you is the elite control the information, and you have to be brought up. The information you're trying to talk about putting out here, you're not going to get it out. You're going to find out you're going to have to work in different...
You'll get some of it.
You're going to get some of it, or in some direction. Over in Germany, the Germans have been just crucified, and how can they get the how can they get these books that we have that give you definitive answers for the Holocaust? We'll give you the proof. You can find it. Now what are you going to do with it? Because you put yourself in a position of you're going to have to take the responsibility. Once you know it, how do you get it to your friends?
And then how do you get the goodly Jewish people out there to understand it, that they've been duped too?
Yeah, part of the problem.
Yeah, what's the use?
No.
Well, there is a use.
Well,
you can get one.
But the only use really is so that the ones who will make the transition and be part of the remnant can do so. And freedom can only come from knowing. Truth is all that you, knowing is it. And I'm not even interested in your physical beings, you see, because I know the rest of the story. And I know that it's better from getting rid of the physical and on into the higher growth. But you ones are locked into this suppression. And you're not given news. The media, if you can go and write something without it being censored, you look what's going to happen. You're going to bring truth, and they're going to either put you away, or they're going to confront you, or you will not be allowed to print it. Because the media is controlled. And you might say, well, how has George been able to publish? Because we keep him alive. This is meant to be. This is meant to be. And whether the masses accept it or not, that's up to them. There will be no coercion and there will be no force. But there will be a rebuilding. And this is why you have to have leaders. This is why Bill Gates needed to be out there running for president. I care not what a man was. This is one of my men.
Yeah.
And after, quote, the disasters happen, and there are no leaders, someone has to stand forth and know the way. And this was, again, why the United States is so important. If there is any place left to be rebuilt, it will be here, because if the Constitution is not destroyed, you will have already a foundation upon which to build.
But since you're in charge of, say, controlling America, yeah, and there are other places in the world who will have other commanders, right? Who control that area? Is that true?
No.
Are you in charge?
You
control. You control the whole world. I mean.
Well, we talk about control, and that's not the word.
Then what do we talk?
I'm in charge of a project, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And this project.
And in my higher command, I control it all. So let's just put it right out there. I have two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is ATON, Aton. I choose to function as Haton, as a fourth dimensional commander of a fleet, because I'm bringing that young Christos back here, because he will be the one who will inherit this planet and set it to right again. And it will not even be the planet that you perceive. But when we talk about second coming, that's the one who's coming, and I intend to bring him.
What about archangels?
Well, you're getting into a subject that again, but I'll tell you, of planet Earth, you have Archangel Michael, and you have one of the Kohans, Saint Germain, who head for the United States. Michael is for Earth. Germain has more focus on the United States because he personally helped in the founding of the United States charters. Mm-hmm. So there is a special particular focus here, because it was known that in this final time a lot of activity would have to take place here. It could not take place elsewhere. It needed to evolve from here.
Because I get confronted with the name Archangel Michael and Germain for the last 2-3 years now. So, but I'm in Europe.
Of course. Saint Germain experienced one of his greatest experiences in the human form in France.
And he was an avatar.
Yes, he is an avatar. He would be considered a return Kohan or teacher, great teacher.
Okay,
well, an avatar, I believe, in the Indian or Tibetan language means God, but no, he is not a god.
Yeah, but is the purpose that they do, like, Michael and Saint Germain, is that parallel to your to the things that you do? Do you work together?
Do you Germain is a more practical functioning teacher. He has brought, and he brought it before, much of the information, but he's the one who literally has dictated to Dorma here 8 volumes. 6 or 8, I don't remember.
Eight. Hey, we have it.
And we call this Pleiades connection, because this explains thought, energy, duality, the accumulation of matter into DNA, which finally manifests. Creation. We give you creation.
And is it true that, that people like Michael is contacting certain people all over the world?
Yes. Yeah. There are many other contacts. I'm not going to share those. And ones continually come to me. Every day I get it. Well, tell me about Romtha, and tell me about Trinitron, and tell me about Armatron, and tell me about Val, and tell me about this one. I don't tell anybody about anything. The point is for you to become discerning enough to know truth from fiction. Because in these closing days, there are so many false teachers, and you have a frantic adversary at total work all the time to keep the people from becoming informed. And it's a lot more fun to sit in a fun seminar in a lotus position in a purple shirt learning to ascend. And everybody is just completely pissed off with me when I say, how many of you seen ascend? With all these lessons, how many have you seen ascend? So we better start with practicality of a human. And so the Pentecostals come and denounce me as satanic because they tell you there will be a rapture. What is a rapture? Well, it's when God comes and claims his people. Oh, well, tell me more about it. Well, number one, it isn't even in your mistranslated Bible. You will not find that. But God will come. This Christ will come again. his second coming, and he will come, and everybody in the world will know he is here, and every one of God's people will be raptured up, not because they're godly, but because they murdered a man and they claim his blood. Murder is physical, blood is physical. And if you are planning to get off this planet, you are going to start thinking beyond the physical. And if you plan to take the body to be utilized later in any form whatsoever, you better not only think in the spiritual and in that higher frequency, or you're not going to take the body. Now we go with the Pentecostal. And he says, there will be a rapture. I have it on faith. All I have to do, who told you? God told me, and it's written right here in this book. What book? Who wrote it? No. Well, God sent the word. Well, I... graduation opportunity that each one choose to be.
You need me.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Shall I ask the other question?
Charles is welcome.
Yes,
you?
Yes.
I'm not. No, don't go to sleep, Charles.
I had a call on my phone. I just wondered, so here I am.
Wasn't me.
Well, we're discussing some things that I think you'd probably find interesting. These are the questions always asked. Don't be intimidated nor embarrassed for asking them. These are the questions always asked. And what man cannot fathom is that you're there. You are there into the times of the revelation. And it's hard to absorb. It's hard to comprehend. And it's worse to have to realize that, oh my God, I'm part of it.
Well, that was to be my last question, but let me ask you the second question then, and that is something more physical. When I was, when I was 18, I saw something very dark, sort of about the size of a football or so, around an aircraft as I was an apprentice. So what was it?
Oh, was this a regular aircraft?
The aircraft that I helped to build was regular, but I don't know what it was that was alongside it.
You were building the...
I would have no way to really know. But as
you got to explain to him exactly what happened, I think.
Well, the reason I didn't explain it was because you're supposed to know.
Why would I know?
Well,
I have billions and billions of energy forms with which to work, and my task is not to attend all of that.
Okay. Then I actually want to ask the question, because it's such a small question. I just figured you might know. So my last question is this, and this is very personal, but I'm here for a reason, so what is it?
Well, that's always the $64,000 question, isn't it?
Because I don't know.
You will know as you get the information. You cannot expect to go from kindergarten and graduate from postgraduate school in calculus and mathematics and astrophysics without any kind of knowledge.
Well, I understand that.
So enlightenment is not an instant light bulb turning on. Understanding and knowing is. But it requires to come into to knowledge, requires at least learning the material.
Responsibility. Taking your responsibility to find out more.
And you see, what has happened and where ones are so misled is you don't understand God, not really what it is, what he is, what this energy is.
What is it?
I have given you 8 books. I can't tell you, but it is diagrammed. I mean, I cannot take the time this afternoon to go through the Holocaust and God. You know, I get this when I would be interviewed on the radio. I want the entire workings of the universe. And now, please hurry with your answer. You have 15 seconds. This is what the politicians are talking about, sound bites. I can only confuse you more and drive you away by wild statements.
Copper? No questions from Germany.
So, is it possible for you to beam this up to your spaceship?
You wouldn't make it today. Not where I am, and not where you are. Absolutely, it's possible for me to beam you up to your ship, to my ship. I beam these ones up every night. But you're not ready, and this is what the problem is with Earth Man. He thinks, beam me aboard, Scotty. But that isn't as simple in the physical form as you might guess, because first of all, you have to be changed into a frequency that disperses molecules. And then you have to be reassembled. And where I am located this day, I am as distant as your star. That's a long way for a body to go. You see, when there have been contacts on your Earth, those contacts are made, and if you have a learned student who can get into this kind of balance, there is no problem. But if you have to go 250 miles through that beam, you're going to be in terrible condition by the time you get on the other side, if we have to hold you in the beam. And if you realize you're in the beam and you panic, you're going to fall out of the beam unless we hold you. It is a very high frequency. Visualization comes at 1694.43 in frequency, harmonics, tone. That's very high frequency. You can only pick that frequency up. That's where I come through. On the tonal band that she's picking up, because that is the vibration frequency at which a object becomes visible in its solid form, or it would appear solid to you. That's when you would be able to see a spacecraft. It would visualize when it has reached down to that frequency. And you have to get somewhere up near that frequency to easily go through that light beam. You have to at least mesh with the speed of light. Now that isn't going to happen, is it? All contacts have been made, usually right at ground level. Stabilize, yes, through a beam, because ones don't remember. And when confronted, they are terrified. But this is something else you will know by how the story is told. If it's from your place or it is from your brotherhood in outer space, because nobody from the fleet touches anybody unless there is a pre-arranged contract to do so. And if anybody is an idiot enough to run, "Take me, Scotty," then you deserve the ride you get. And it can be interesting because you have ones from all over your universe who have the capability of getting here to observe, to experience, and to help, because you're dealing with a bunch of bodies. So let's talk about that evacuation. If the planet appears to be out of control, if a chain reaction has begun, and it has been begun and is feeding on itself, a chain reaction of prana beams or scalar energy, as you would call it. And this happens all the time. If this is beyond nuclear. Okay. This is beyond nuclear. Within a given period of time, the planet itself will pulverize from the frequency. Just pulverize. Now, if you are mixing into that nuclear substance, detonations, radioactive nuclear material, you so damage soul energy, it so disperses it that it cannot again easily collect to its DNA particle. And this kind of death to the body is so detrimental to the soul that under those circumstances, orders are to evacuate the planet, period. All who will go. And therefore, you have the visualization or the forming into the physical form an entire enveloping mass of craft prepared to do exactly that. We have and have done this, evacuated entire planets. We can do it in 10 or 15 minutes. And of course, the ones who recognize us are going to hop aboard first, because you're going to walk right into that beam. There will be many who will simply decline to come, and we are not allowed to force that. However, at some level, we are allowed to bring them into security, even if we have to put them back. All children will be immediately brought aboard, and that will be sorted later.
To what age?
Depending on their own level of knowledge. But I would get, because I'm not in charge of that particular kind of evacuation, other than with you ones who are of my crew, that falls into another responsibility, and I become subordinate.
You are in charge of?
I'm in charge of the entire operation. But at evacuation, there are ones who are better trained for handling that. And that computer data system that has all of you nailed, wired, if you will, is not my problem.
Have you ever been serving here on Earth as a human being?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Did you like it?
No, I didn't. I was like you. In the beginning of the experience, you are terrified at the thought of what you don't know out there. And yet, at all of the times that I served as a being, and I will be back, you can count on it. I will be back just as soon as there are enough that I can function here in security. You see, I already get on very well with many of the military people. See, what you don't understand is your own military and scientist and elite cartels have developed an entire army for me. And you have developed an entire set of underground facilities for our own use. We're not welcome in them, and you can't go over there and get in them. But they have created an entire army of what they call little grays. These are functional robotoids taken from the DNA particle of gray aliens who have come to your place. And you have the ability in many, many of your nations now to duplicate beings. And you take, well, you can duplicate plants or whatever, and the principle's the same. You take the blueprint, the DNA, and give it what it needs for growth and the proper genetic structure, and you can create replicas. But what happened was, in recreating the alien species called little grays from that DNA, the little beings developed. Now, these are downloaded according to the programming desired that they have. But they don't have life form as such. They don't have soul energy. They are basically robotoid, responding to their masters. But what happened was that they kept creating, and they didn't allow these ones to mature. And as these ones began to mature, it is found there's no way to control them except through that programming. Mind control, if you will, computer downloading. So you've got a whole bunch that they plan to spring on you, the people, to bring you into total panic, and you will all come together and we will have a war against this intruder. And I think you're going to get a dose of something like that on the 17th when they show you intruders.
17th of what?
Of this month on television. They're going to...
May? 17th of May?
Yes.
On what channel? What?
Well, I don't know.
It's on national television.
Oh, it's but only in America, not in Europe.
Well,
we won't be there.
Oh, but you can pick up this film. I mean, it's going to be... This is... You see, already the UFO stories are coming because that will be the way to unite the world. These aliens. And I want to tell you, your elite not only have craft, they have something called the Aurora now that is run by photon energy, which makes it look like the lights are behind it. But it is a light thrust system, and it looks like it, two cones hooked together, and it's already flying around out here. But you park a few of those over New York City, and then you pulse New York City, you're going to detonate the bombs that the Soviets have already planted under New York, and you are in trouble.
I won't be in
New York. If they take out New York, you better pray that they take it out just down to the surface, which will also destroy the infrastructure. But there are cobalt bombs, 100 of them at least, planted, deliberately planted and known to exist under New York. So if those are detonated, you're going to have dirty radioactive fallout.
Who's going to trigger it? Who's going to detonate it?
You're late. Precious ones, you don't have a battle with space. You have a battle on your planet. Evil is not coming from space. Evil is here, bounded to your place.
So
you cannot even get off of here, out there, far enough to survive.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask you a question? There's something on the understanding.
Well, if there's only one something, then we've really made progress.
In the case of the shadow government, or the grey people, call them what you will, or the elite, and so on and so forth, what is their sole objective? I mean, if their objective is to rule via the banking system or whatever, they've got it already. I mean, so what else is there? Is the next thing just the annihilation of the working class and sort of the minions of this planet? I mean, these people are already in charge, so what else do they...
They are physically oriented and power hungry, etc. And they want to adjust the population, of course, because these are considered just mouths to be fed. The logic of it is totally illogical and irrelevant. The point of it is the experience, precious ones. You are here on this planet in this manifested form. And the ultimate battle is between good and evil, if you will. I'd hate to put it so simplistically, but it is between God and anti-God. And the anti-God wants complete and total rule of all physical manifestation. And the game of it is, because it is a game, he doesn't need it. It's a game. And it's a power play. And you're the pawns. It's that simple. And they will not stop until they have either destroyed the planet. God wins. God always wins, because this force, this evilness is created by physical man. Evil is a production of human physical. Human physical. Because animals cannot be evil, they can only be trained. Only human reasoning, free will choice man can produce evil. And the point is to control all things physical and all the souls that you can garner. This is a game against God. I can get your creations because God and light create. They don't need physical.
Then if these people are at this point in time that powerful, why do they progress with this charade in order to convince us who supposedly do not know that this guy must have a war against that guy? Why not just do it and be done with it?
Because it's the game. It's the prince of deceit. Nobody likes to be found out. And until they can each one in their own personal way know they are secure and safe, they don't dare do that. Because, for instance, if Mr. Bush just came out and said, well, I am the criminal. And basically he does this. He dares, I mean, they test the waters all the time to see what the masses will take, only to find that they will take a Gulf War and call it holy. When the United States of America and Great Britain built up. But you see, Great Britain was losing its oil interests. And so America went to war for Great Britain. I hope you understand that.
USA was losing it also.
Well, but not to that extent, because USA was making money off of arming Iraq. And working
with
Saddam.
That's not the generally held belief, though.
Well, I don't care what's generally held. I'm telling you how it is, and I'll tell you farther. Saddam Hussein and George Bush had a $250 billion joint bank account in the BCCI.
You mean privately?
Privately. So I can only suggest you read the journal.
Some of the information, like the $10 billion Hussein and Bush had, that's coming out in public documents and the bankruptcy in Chicago of the Continental Bank. You're asking for information, say, why doesn't the world know about it? What we're telling you is the elite control the information, and you have to be brought up. The information you're trying to talk about putting out here, you're not going to get it out. You're going to find out you're going to have to work in different...
You'll get some of it.
You're going to get some of it, or in some directions. Over in Germany, the Germans have been just crucified, and how can they get these books that we have that give you definitive answers for the Holocaust? We'll give you the proof. You can find it. Now what are you going to do with it? Because you put yourself in a position of you're going to have to take the responsibility. Once you know it, how do you get it to your friends?
And then how do you get the goodly Jewish people out there to understand it, that they've been duped too?
Yeah, part of the problem.
Yeah, what's the use?
No.
Well, there is a use.
Well,
you can get one.
But the only use really is so that the ones who will make the transition and be part of the remnant can do so. And freedom can only come from knowing. Truth is all that you, knowing is it. And I'm not even interested in your physical beings, you see, because I know the rest of the story. And I know that it's better from getting rid of the physical and on into the higher growth. But you ones are locked into this suppression. And you're not given news. The media, if you can go and write something without it being censored, you look what's going to happen. You're going to bring truth, and they're going to either put you away, or they're going to confront you, or you will not be allowed to print it. Because the media is controlled. And you might say, well, how has George been able to publish? Because we keep him alive. this is meant to be. This is meant to be. And whether the masses accept it or not, that's up to them. There will be no coercion and there will be no force. But there will be a rebuilding. And this is why you have to have leaders. This is why Bill Gryce needed to be out there running for president. I care not what a man was. This is one of my men.
Yeah.
And after quote, the disasters happen, and there are no leaders, someone has to stand forth and know the way. And this was, again, why the United States is so important. If there is any place left to be rebuilt, it will be here, because if the Constitution is not destroyed, you will have already a foundation upon which to build.
But since you're in charge of, say, controlling America, yeah, and there are other places in the world who will have other commanders, right? Who control that area? Is that true?
No.
Are you in charge?
You
control. Do you control the whole world? I mean.
Well, we talk about control, and that's not the word.
Then what do we talk?
I'm in charge of a project, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And this project.
And in my higher command, I control it all. So let's just put it right out there. I have two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is ATON, Aton. I choose to function as Hatton, as a fourth dimensional commander of a fleet, because I'm bringing that young Christos back here, because he will be the one who will inherit this planet and set it to right again. And it will not even be the planet that you perceive. But when we talk about second coming, that's the one who's coming, and I intend to bring him.
What about archangels?
Well, you're getting into a subject that again. But I'll tell you, of planet Earth, you have Archangel Michael, and you have one of the Kohans, Saint Germain, who head for the United States. Michael is for Earth. Germain has more focus on the United States because he personally helped in the founding of the United States charters.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a special particular focus here, because it was known that in this final time a lot of activity would have to take place here. It could not take place elsewhere. It needed to evolve from here.
Because I get confronted with the name Archangel Michael and Germain for the last 2-3 years now. So, but I'm in Europe.
Of course. Saint Germain experienced one of his greatest experiences in the human form in France. And
he was an avatar.
Yes, he is an avatar. He would be considered a return Kohan or teacher, great teacher.
Okay,
well, an avatar, I believe, in the Indian or Tibetan language means God, but no, he is not a god.
Yeah, but is the purpose that they do, like, Michael and Saint Germain, is that parallel to your to the things that you do? Do you work together?
Germain is a more practical functioning teacher. He has brought, and he brought it before, much of the information, but he's the one who literally has dictated to Dorma here 8 volumes. 6 or 8, I don't remember.
Eight. We have it.
And we call this Pleiades connection, because this explains thought, energy, duality, the accumulation of matter into DNA, which finally manifests. Creation. We give you creation.
And is it true that that people like Michael is contacting certain people all over the world?
Yes, yes. Yeah. There are many other contacts. I'm not going to share those. And ones continually come to me every day. I get it. Well, tell me about Ramtha, and tell me about Trinitron, and tell me about Armatron, and tell me about Val, and tell me about this one. I don't tell anybody about anything. The point is for you to become discerning enough to know truth from fiction. Because in these closing days, there are so many false teachers, and you have a frantic adversary at total work all the time to keep the people from becoming informed. And it's a lot more fun to sit in a fun seminar in a lotus position in a purple shirt learning to ascend. And everybody is just completely pissed off with me when I say, how many of you seen ascend? With all these lessons, how many have you seen ascend? So we better start with practicality of a human. And so the Pentecostals come and denounce me as satanic because they tell you there will be a rapture. What is a rapture? Well, it's when God comes and claims his people. Oh, well, tell me more about it. Well, number one, it isn't even in your mistranslated Bible. You will not find that. But God, oh, God will come. This Christ will come again. His second coming, and he will come, and everybody in the world will know he is here, and every one of God's people will be raptured up, not because they're godly, but because they murdered a man, and they claim his blood. Murder is physical, blood is physical, and if you are planning to get off this planet, you are going to start thinking beyond the physical. And if you plan to take the body to be utilized later in any form whatsoever, you better not only think in the spiritual and in that higher frequency, or you're not going to take the body. Now we go with the Pentecostal. And he says, there will be a rapture. I have it on faith. All I have to do, who told you? God told me, and it's written right here in this book. What book? Who wrote it? Yeah. Well, God sent the word. Well, I